Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday. It is a great day to talk about the political issues of the day, how they impact your life. Hopefully, in a way, as we talk about them, that helps you change your world by having meaningful conversations and persuading the persuadable. That's the only way we're going to save Oregon and, frankly, America. A lot of prayer, a lot of wisdom in having those conversations. Friends, do we have a moral obligation to protect ourselves and our neighbors from lawlessness, tyranny, and the wickedness of government? It's an interesting, and I want to thank David for sending this to me. This is one of the values for me personally of both doing this radio show and having you all out there. Because you are as much my eyes and ears on finding stuff out there that I'm going to miss. So this is powerful. A Wisconsin pastor offered up a powerful election sermon. To who? Now, he's a Wisconsin pastor. To the Montana legislature, urging them to do their biblical duty by standing up to escalating federal tyranny. That it is our moral and Christian obligation to do so. Now, folks, there's a phrase in the Declaration. Is there not? It says, it is our right. I'm paraphrasing here. It is our duty to throw off the bands of tyranny. More of this, my friends, as we go forward, because it's not only our opportunity, but it's our duty. This is why we have to do more than just do rallies. Yep, rallies are good. They're important. They show everybody that people are engaged. But we got to do more. This is why what you are doing on a daily basis, in all seriousness, to have meaningful conversations with people. We talked yesterday. In fact, there's a story today in the Oregon Watchdog. OregonWatchdog.com. It's my friend Jason Williams. It's kind of like a Drudge Report. It's just a news aggregation site for Oregon. But there's a piece here saying the headline is an independent governor may be just what Oregon needs. This is out of the Source Weekly. It's an opinion editorial. Now, the reality is that usually independent runs for anything, frankly, get you what? Well, they get you the prevailing parties winning the election. Okay? Not always, not in every case, because it's happened differently. But in this case, And I'm going to tie this back to my opening comment here. In this case, there is this huge block of unaffiliated voters. And the reason that they've grown so massively is because of Oregon's voter law. You're automatically registered to vote. You have to tell the state you don't want to be registered to vote. That group of people is seemingly a big target. The problem is most of them don't vote. And that doesn't mean that they can't vote or they wouldn't vote. They just have to have a reason to vote. So what would be the reasons to vote? Well, take a look at what's going on. Forced vaccination. There's a story today about the Freedom Foundation's lawsuit on immunity, natural immunity, because you've already gotten COVID. Is the temporary restraining order was rejected by federal judge Ann Aiken, a well-known liberal. Could have told you that was what was going to happen. Now, the underlying lawsuit was not rejected, only the temporary restraining order. Talk a little bit about that, but the reality is there's another story here about herd immunity, a Channel 8 story. Could be reached by December, according to the OHSU. And it is a combination of those being vaccinated and those who have achieved natural immunity. The immunity issues, forced vaccinations, tyranny. Lars has a piece about mass vaccine firings. Is there also, by the way, do you know, have you been fired? Are there people in your company or your organization, if you're a government agency, have they been fired? There's a poll that you can take, and you can see this again. It's on OregonWatchdog.com, but it is. Has your company been hit with a tsunami of mass firings? This is actually a Portland Business Journal story. It's a poll. And the first sentence in this is sky-high quitting rates are hitting employers hard across the country. This is a story by Suzanne Stevens. Okay, is that what's going on here? Has your company been hit with that? Are you aware of it? Would love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Now, folks, a governor has everything to do with these issues. And in fact, there is a story here on the Seattle Times about how Oregon has approved more state employee religious exemptions at nearly twice the rate that Washington did. Well, good for them. It still isn't enough because many of you have been denied. I know because I get emails from you. And your choices are you either get fired or you resign and you move to another state. Like some of you have told me you're going to, or you are in fact doing right now. The big story about this Seattle Times story is the fact that Nick Rolovich, right, the Washington State football coach, folks, who gave up, as we talked about yesterday, millions of dollars per year, the highest paid state employee of the state, gave it up because he would not be vaccinated. And he asked for a religious exemption. It was turned down. So, friends, is it your duty? Look at inflation. Look at how this is impacting your life. Look at the news stories about supply chain. You're seeing it constantly. You're seeing it when you go places. Heck, last night, and Bill, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Last night, I'm looking online for sinks. I'm looking for a specific type of sink. And I found it, except that it's not available, and you can't even order it online. high cost of gas, groceries. Last night I went and bought some groceries. I was once again surprised to see the continued increase in the price of groceries. All of this is adding up to Joe Biden's approval ratings being the worst ever. The new Fox News poll out today. His approval, almost 60% of the people, 59% disapprove of his handling of the economy. Folks, if you don't think inflation is an issue that is not getting people's attention, you're not paying attention. But even then, I was shocked to see that in the Fox poll, and it's a big poll, 43% of the people polled are just now connecting the dots. That Joe Biden is responsible, his policies, for high inflation. This is where you come in. That's why it's so important. Let's go to Bill, who's on the line. Bill, good morning. Got a couple of minutes to tell me what's on your mind today.
Good morning, Jeff. Calling you from the great state of Big Sky, Montana. Of course, I've called in before about my passion about Oregon. And I used to work as a facility person at a clinic. And then, of course, they illegally wanted you to get the vaccine or lose your job or illegally find out your religious beliefs to get to stay at your job. So I left. I'm now working in Montana, but I still live in Oregon. But being here in this state, it's free. No masks, nobody, even the employees, all the restaurants, no masks. Everybody's living a free life. And I want to say I understand a lot of you can't leave Oregon, but if you can find a state that is free, do it. Because, I mean, Oregon is not, Kate Brown's not going to get any more of my taxes. I will not fund the schools that teach critical race theory. I was just done with Oregon, and I love that state because it was beautiful, but the Democrats have destroyed it. So I just wanted to put it out there.
Bill,
I feel for you guys.
A couple of questions for you, Bill.
Yes.
Do you feel like the people of Montana have welcomed you?
Have what?
Have been welcoming to you. Have they approved of you moving from Oregon to Montana, the people that live in Montana?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And it's a very mixed state. I mean, you drive around, you see all kinds of plates. California, Oregon, Idaho, Washington, Montana, and then you've got New Yorkers. I mean, it's a mixed state right now, but it's a lot of the conservatives constitutionalists that have moved to this state because they want their freedom, they believe in their freedom, and this state isn't pushing mandates and illegal mandates on them. And unfortunately, this is a decision I had to make. And a kind of funny side story is my employer hired a guy to replace me. Come to find out, that guy wasn't even vaccinated. So he had to get the religious exemption just to take my position. So they were actually hiring somebody without knowing if they were, what their status is. Of course, they can't ask that in the interviews. But once he got hired, they say, oh, by the way, you have to be vaccinated. Of course, he was upset about that. So he did the religious exemption. But I could have done the religious exemption, but I'm done with the state with that and enforces that. I mean, even got restaurants there in the Oregon that are requiring vaccinations to enter them. That's illegal. That's segregation. I mean,
asking a dark person or a
person of different sexual preferences to not go into your restaurant because you don't agree with it.
Well said, Bill. Thank you for listening, even out of state, and for calling. I deeply appreciate it.
You bet. I'll
in a moment,
you guys.
20. This is important. Let's keep talking about it.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. So Freedom Heating and Air is one of these companies that doesn't require the jab, folks. Seriously, if you want to work there, have you been fired from your job? Why don't you go talk to Freedom Heating and Air? Not only are they a great HVAC company that can make your life better, keep you warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer, by taking care of and maintaining your comfort equipment, shall we say. Furnace, heat pump, whatever. And they do that, and they pride themselves on emergency services. That's how they built this great business, because they've been in the Mid-Valley area for well over 40 years. They take care of their customers. And they pride themselves on emergency services. We've had some of our, you listeners have emailed me with stories about working with Freedom Heating and Air. So not only are they a great company to work with as a customer, they're a great company to work for as an employee, because they're looking for people. 503-580-1456, 503-580-1456, or check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. By the way, I want to say thanks to Gail for sending me this story about Sophia's rights. This is a Give, Send, Go campaign. Give, Send, Go is the Christian crowdfunding site. Sophia's a little girl who's got Down syndrome, going to public school in Florida. Steps off the bus. She's got a mask tied around her face with a nylon rope. She has a condition. Her tongue is enlarged. She can't breathe right. Her mother saw it immediately because the little girl was panicked. They found out that this had been going on at school in violation of Florida's Parents' Bill of Rights, but also in violation of the Brevard County School Board's emergency K-12 face covering requirement by masking her. Why? Because she's a child in with an IEP or special education or a 504 plan. Okay? Those of you who know what that means know what it means. They're going to sue. The parents are going to sue the school district, and they should. They're raising money, and that's what this is. They've got a $50,000 goal. They've raised 10 grand. General Flynn put this out. Her name is Sophia. And interestingly enough, October is not just Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's also Down Syndrome Awareness Month. This is one of the ways you fight back. You fight. This is tyranny, folks. These school district people, this is why us helping people of faith and people who are staunch believers in the Constitution and our constitutional rights get elected to school boards. This is why this is so important. The right, folks, the battle's in the school districts right now. I'm telling you this. It is. Anyway, it's the campaign on Give, Send, Go is Sophia's Rights. That's what the campaign is. Sophia's Rights. Okay? If you want to help. Dale writes an email, says, would you agree or disagree? If Tina Kotek is elected governor, Oregon is over? Well, in some ways, yeah, I agree. I think the opportunity, and this is what worries me about Betsy Johnson's independent bid for governor, which, again, as I understand, is not going to happen until after the February session. She wants to still caucus with the Democrats. I think that hurts her. I think if she's serious about really standing up and appealing to the independents and frankly Republicans that are disaffected, and there's a bunch of them, and they're conservatives, they don't see anybody who's emerging from the Republican gubernatorial candidates so far anyway, they don't see anybody as being electable. Well, they're wrong, because my guy Jim Huggins is electable, very. And in fact, today he's going to be at the Hillsboro Republican Women's Meeting at the Rock Creek Country Club at noon today. Costs $29 if you want to go up there. See him and Stan Pulliam, by the way. I don't know who else is going to be there, but those are the two main ones who've said they're going to be there. Betsy Johnson, if she again runs as a moderate to right-wing person, hurts the Republicans. If she runs as a more traditional moderate Democrat, she hurts the Democrats. Now, the unaffiliated voters that you know, many of them don't vote. But they should. And this is where you come in. Now, this idea that uniting Oregon under a banner of moderation messaging may help turn down the current temperature. Why is the current temperature up? Because Republicans have done walkouts in opposition? Really? Is that it? That's what they're alleging in this article. It's stupidity. It bears no semblance to reality. You know what bears semblance to reality? The reason that Oregon's had this high temperature, and every poll shows it. And this writer cannot see it. Every poll shows that it is tyranny. It is lawlessness. You cannot have what Portland continues to allow, what Eugene allows, the refusal to protect their citizens from lawless behavior. That, folks, is turning up the temperature. And I will say this. Betsy Johnson is governor. Believe me, I know her. Norwell served with her. She's a friend of mine. She ain't going to put up with that. But neither is Jim Huggins. My fear is that all Betsy Johnson does is make sure Tina Kotek does get elected. And believe me, Tina Kotek is every bit leftist and Marxist in her thinking as Kate Brown is. Nothing's going to help. Nothing's going to change unless we elect conservative law and order constitutional republic. Back in a moment. 30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. You know what I find interesting about that story about Sophia? That's in Florida, which, I mean, if you didn't hear Bill call in the first segment of the show, Bill is an Oregonian who left and is working in Montana, is going to live in Montana. He's free there. Montana's a free place. Florida's a free place. How can you have this school district in Florida? Well, his parents don't know what's going on in the schools. That's just the sad news of it. This is why I'm telling you the battles in the school boards, folks. This is why you have to be able to talk about these political issues of the day. Right now, it's all coming together, folks. This is our opportunity. Each of us to have those meaningful conversations, persuadable conversations with persuadable people. You gotta do it. Also, by the way, if 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. News. RoofMax is this product that only you can get, from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. Family-owned company since 1978. Pfeiffer Roofing has a great video about RoofMax. Now, what is it about RoofMax that makes it unique? It is a soybean-based product, all natural, that is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof, which is what most of the roofs that most of us have. And it gives it new life. It extends it. It permeates into the pores of an asphalt shingle roof. And it works, folks. To see if your roof is a candidate for this process that is very inexpensive compared to a new roof. It's much, much less money. To see if your roof is a candidate, why don't you give them a call? 503-647-4725. 647-4725. Or check out the great video on their website, PfeifferRoofing.com. Pfeiffer spelled P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. Let's see. Email from Linda. Some of the scary news is about the FDA's okaying mixing COVID vaccines and is going to back the booster shots, of course. She writes, this is some scary news as these people are so desperate about sharing the wealth. And are those two complaining why they're not getting enough shots out there? With this news, how do you know if you go to get a booster and you ask for the one you had before, if you're going to get it? This administration doesn't care who it kills. And there's a link there to this APN News. And I started the show, if you're just joining us, to ask the question, because it is based on this pastor from Wisconsin making the case to the Montana legislature. There's the tie-in with Bill, right? About how it is our duty. That gets written in our Declaration of Independence. Folks, it's our duty to throw off the bans. Tyranny. Governmental bans. Michael writes this. Question as to why. There is no exemption in the mandate. Personally, I think it is because there is no way to know or even to be sure if you've had the China doggy flu. They, them, those, and others intimate that science can tell. But if science can tell why it's not an exemption of an already had the boohoo flu and an exemption, my thinking is that there's no way to tell. Well, I think Michael's partially right, and I'll just tell you why. It's, again, you don't have to be a genius to figure this out. Even a fifth-generation farm boy like me, a former state legislator, can figure it out. Folks, the flu disappeared for almost the last 2 years. Everything's COVID. You know as well as I do, the flu didn't disappear. And that COVID symptoms are much like the flu. My guess is a lot of cases that have been diagnosed as flu, or rather COVID, are in fact the flu. Now, exemptions? Yeah, in Oregon, there's no exemption. There's only an exception. And lawyers are, in fact, arguing about what that means. But the fact that this federal judge denied Freedom Foundation's temporary restraining order, the underlying lawsuit's still going forward, because they didn't make the case? What? See, this judge is Ann Aiken, folks. She is a well-known liberal. And I believe she was appointed by Bill Clinton, if I remember right. Folks, the reality is that they are arguing we have a right to bodily integrity and that the state does not have the right to force us to take a shot. The state argued, yeah, we do, under this Supreme Court ruling from early 1900s, right? On smallpox. Huge difference here. Huge difference. Smallpox killed 30% of the people it infected. But this liberal federal judge wrote that the plaintiffs haven't demonstrated even serious questions going to the merits of their claim. What? Folks, you want to talk about how out of touch you are as a judge and why there ought to be term limits for judges, and there should be. Everything that was alleged in terms of science was ignored by this judge. And what the science is, everything is alleged in the lawsuit. The reason for the temporary restraining order is that science shows that you are at least as immune from COVID after you've had it once as anybody who gets a shot. The judge doesn't even care about that or acknowledge it, but rather said this. I mean, don't you think that's a serious issue to consider on the merits of their claims? She says, nah, it's not even. And she notes that more than half of the plaintiffs either had an exemption or had one pending, meaning they were not likely to lose their jobs by not getting vaccinated. Now, look, folks, maybe it would have been better for them to put forward in the Freedom Foundation a group of people who had been denied and that were facing the loss of jobs. I think there are, in fact, those cases that are proceeding. There are other I mean, just a ton of these lawsuits have been filed. Before I go to the phones again, folks, I want to remind you, Rebecca Donaldson is an award-winning real estate agent. She won Best of the Willamette Valley. That means she's pretty good at what she does. If you're looking to buy a house, looking to sell a house, why don't you give her a call? 503-269-0747. 269-0747. Or just give her, just look at her website, RebeccasGotHouses.com. RebeccasGotHouses.com. To the phones, to Art. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. You got to remember a liberal judge and how they believe is how they're going to rule on the bench. And this liberal judge is ruling how she believes because other judges are ruling differently depending on their, you know, whether they're conservative or not, but also on their personal beliefs, which is very, very detrimental. But I could almost bet you that that's why she ruled the way she did. Because they can just, these judges can do whatever the hell they want. And you and I both know that a lot of them don't apply. The only thing they're supposed to do is the law. And so I'm not surprised that she did what she did. But I did want to weigh on this Betsy Johnson thing because I know Betsy very well, and so do you. And Betsy has been a politician for a long time, and I believe the reason why she went ahead and declared is because she's getting sick and tired of the way she's been treated in the Democratic Party. And her putting it off till this next session, after the session, is going to give her time to negotiate with the Democratic Party. Because, Jeff, if she would have declared as a Democrat, she would have lost because she knows how the voting system works here in Oregon. But Betsy is Betsy, and she wants power, and she is tired of the way the Democratic Party has been treating her. So my prediction, Jeff, is that while all this is going on, this next session and everything, there's going to be negotiations, and she'll finally withdraw, but she will have gotten more things out of the Democratic Party because that's who Betsy is. She has her definite.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. I think it's a smart play on her part because her district just became a lot more Republican. Her being independent helps her retain that seat if she doesn't win a governorship. Back in a moment. Thanks, Sart. 648. Back.
Great day, brother.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power UC talk line. 503-589-1220. I use CBD because it works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. It's all natural. It does not, doesn't create all the side effects that some drugs do. So if you're looking for an all-natural way to relieve your pain, you know, I use that pain stick. It works wonderfully for me. Sleep better at night when I take a little bit of CBD under my tongue. Or maybe you're looking for other great CBD products, including some for your pets that alleviate their pain. Why don't you check out ProBioscience, Salem-based company. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is the highest quality there is. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. And use the discount code if you buy anything online. Use the discount code PUMPKIN. You get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Anne Marie sent me a great email. And this is keys to wisdom for our time. So, you know, if you're running for political office and somebody accuses you of being racist, because maybe you're running for school board and you don't want to teach critical race theory like the Newburgh School District school board members, why don't you just quote Nelson Mandela? Here's what he said. Our world is not divided by race, color, gender, or religion. Our world is divided into wise people and fools. And fools divide themselves by race, color, gender, or religion. Pretty profound, huh? You know, I bet you could share that with somebody, right? I bet you could. Without question. All right, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. So, herd immunity. This idea that we're going to have herd immunity. What OHSU is saying, that we could reach it, which is, they're defining that as being based on, I think it is, what's the number here? 85% for the Delta variant. Now, all right. Keeping in mind, too, that the reason for the mandates and the justification is that you're overwhelming the healthcare system. The most recent statewide hospital number, bed count, was 585. But statewide, only 24% of intensive care beds are COVID. So have we overwhelmed the system? Well, we have, if as Lars points out in his piece about mass vaccine firings, we have, if even a small number of healthcare professionals, nurses, CNAs, first responders, paramedics, are not allowed to practice or have been fired because they won't take the shot. Because as Lars points out, the overtime for the people who are remaining is incredible. So, Lars says this is a mandated massacre. Because at every level, people that can help keep you or your loved ones alive, guess what? They're being hurt. Okay. They're going to make your life harder. Why? Because when you call 911, who shows up? Maybe nobody. Seriously, folks. Because there just aren't enough people to go around. And judges like Ann Aiken refuse to acknowledge that people are losing their jobs, are facing incredible hardships here. You know, friends, herd immunity is something we talked about. It's not a new concept. Been around a long time. Now, I'm going to tell you that from my perspective, herd immunity is far superior and longer lasting. And I believe that there's a lot of science behind that. And I believe that when or if this is ever over, that study work will come out that will show that, will demonstrate that herd immunity was really achieved by natural immunity. By people who got COVID and built up the antibodies, because that's how the body works. Dale writes an email about the Capitol. How long is Brown going to lock out the people who paid for the Capitol and still continue to pay for it? As long as she wants. As long as she can find an excuse. Now, what will change that is if the polling shows that both her and Joe Biden's tyrannical actions in regard to COVID have been so damaging, and that the narrative against Democrats is so damaging by inflation, gas prices, grocery prices, the border disaster, and it is, because there's lots of polling out there, folks. What happened in Afghanistan, if all of that brings down the average person's desire to vote for any Democrat at any level, that's when Brown will change, Dale. That's when she will open up. When she figures out that her tyranny is being rejected by enough of the Oregon voters that even gerrymandering districts ain't going to help them. She finds that out, that's when she'll change. But not before. Not before. All right, look, tomorrow is Freedom Friday. Tomorrow will be your opportunity to call and talk about anything politically you want to talk about. And that be anything that happens today, that after we get off the air, or anything that's on my mind. It's what you want to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow is Freedom Friday. And you know what? You don't even have to get a shot or wear a mask to listen to the show. Ain't that pretty? Bill, thanks for listening, and even in Montana. Spread the word, folks. We can change Oregon. We can change America. We pray and we believe. Right. Right. See you tomorrow. Yeah.